from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Hey, it's Chloe. August 20th. 10 stories, 1 trial, 3 reviews, 6 takes you can actually use. Let's get into it. First from Maptime Kitchen. Power Nap #147. Hello friends. Coming at you with a book, movie, show and podcast you might enjoy. I will do a summer faves act. The June, July, and August faves all rolled into one newsletter next week, but wanted to send these on ahead. Book, Lady Tremaine. Hannah already touched on her love for this book in our May faves, and I want to double down. So good. Movie, Nate and I recently watched Pressure on Peacock, and I really love a movie that tells a story and also teaches me some history in the process. Plus, Andrew Scott might be one of the best, most underrated actors of our time. Next. Second from Dear Parents. Both anxious and capable at the same time. Acid blockers and food allergy. Space with Robin Isman, and a wild 3-year-old new format this week. One study, one conversation, one listener question. Tell me in the comments if it works. Sponsor, Nova Ferrum. Up next, third for Motherhood Musings. Monthly Q&A and some updates from me. Thanks to those of you who tuned into this morning's live session, and thanks to those of you who sent in questions. Here above is the recording for those who missed it. I know I've said this before, but I always find these live videos a bit funny talking to my computer screen without seeing your faces. I'm curious to hear your feedback. Do you like this live video form at on Substack? Or do you prefer the old Zoom sessions where we could see each other and you could also share? Please let me know your thoughts. In today's session, I shared a few updates and answered your questions. And then, fourth from Catastrino, let's do my jewels. One of the questions I get asked most is, can you tell me about your necklaces? And honestly, sometimes I get a little embarrassed answering. My tennis necklace and my Cartier, or piece, were both things I bought myself at significant moments, the kind of purchases that mean something bigger than the jewelry itself. I earned those. I should be proud of them, but here's the thing I actually want you to know. You do not need to spend what I spent to get the look. Next, fifth from Kay Veller. These celebrities got their start at Jewish Day School. In their 2020 free study of American Jews, the Pew Research Center found that nearly a quarter of all Jews in the United States attended Yes, Yeshiva or Jewish Day School. All in all, that's a fairly significant number of people in the American Jewish community whose education was geared towards excellence in secular subjects while providing them a deeper connection to Judaism. It's no surprise then that there are a decent number of Jewish celebrities, American or otherwise, who are on that list. Up next, sixth from Scary Mommy. 101 best riddles for kids that won't be too hard to solve. Not every riddle is an easy riddle, but there are plenty of riddles for kids that all ages can appreciate and maybe even solve. A riddle will ask an often quirky question, which requires an answer and might even leave you scratching your head. In fact, some riddles can take days or weeks to figure out because they're just so thought-provoking and profound. But since these are for your little chicken nuggets, we've decided not to do that. Instead, we've scoured the internet for the best kid-friendly brain-teasing verbal puzzles we could find. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.